Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, we are live at State Farm Arena where tonight it goes down. Our Atlanta Hawks still have a pick in the first round as we speak. That could change between now and 6:30 when we get off with this show tonight. But as of right now, we still do have a first-round pick. But, Mike, as we left the show last night, the big news, not just here in the ATL, but around the NBA, the Hawks trading for Kristaps Porzingis. A big trade. Look, the name and the brand is huge. I just don't know, as Mike and I have been discussing, Day-Day's here with us down at the arena, Dom back at the studio. What kind of impact can Porzingis truly have with this particular Hawks team and the makeup of what we know it's going to be?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys last night were, dare I say, lukewarm on the trade when the news dropped. Basically, it's kind of a one-year deal. One-year audition, if he can stay healthy. It's funny because for months, anytime a name would come up named Zion, people would go, we got to get him. And the old argument that Carl and I always threw back at him is he can't stay healthy. Well, over the last 3 years, you know, Kristaps Porzingis has missed about as many games as Zion Williamson. So, that's one where, you know, if you're talking about an above-the-rim player that maybe gives a little juice. And granted, we do have Jalen Johnson coming off the injury. But for some folks, you're like, this guy can't really do anything around the rim. You know, he's not a rim protector. He can grab some boards. I think he averages like 6.5 boards a night. But he's one of these guys who, you know, he's out of the three-point line. So, you know, he was part of a rotation of stars between Brown and Tatum. I mean, he gets his shots and he scores. And you'll see how the dynamic plays with Trey. I mean, I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm glad they're trying something. But I'd be very curious now to see what the next move is and how much of the money they maximize, Carl, to supplement this move.
They still have a $25 million exemption that, as I said yesterday to end the show, is separate of anything that's going to happen tonight. We'll, you know, trade and bring in a vet guy that could truly help this team. Who that target is, we don't know. But as far as Porzingis is concerned, look, he's a 20-point guy over the last two seasons. Mike's right. He can score. Those are the positives. The negative is, I think, Mike, you're dealing with a guy that's going to have and need a lot of load management. He's not playing all the time, every night. He's not playing all the minutes. Now, you're going to say, well, who in the NBA is? The point is, you're going to have to pick your spots based on his injury history of when you want to play him and how much you're going to play him. As far as whether he comes in and he's a starter, I would tell you after losing the pieces we lost last night in Terrence Mann and Niang, the good news is we did keep Caris LeVert, right? LeVert's still here, and I love his game. But you need scoring off the bench. And I still think there's a chance, based on the minutes that we're talking about, limited minutes, and how you're going to use Porzingis, he may be your guy to come off the bench along with Caris LeVert, Mike. Right. And all of a sudden now you've got a little tandem and a combo that you can use, and it doesn't mean you don't end the game with him. Guys, I've always been told your starting five is the last five guys on the floor with 5 minutes left in the game. That's your starting five because those are the guys that are going to finish a game. I'm just saying I don't know if he comes in here and is as dominant as some people already have assumed that he may be and what his role is going to be. I will say this. Trae Young's probably smiling somewhere because if you hit an open Porzingis in the corner, more than likely it's good. He can't shoot the three, and he's shooting it at a high clip, Mike, 41% three-point shooter with the Celtics. But that's with the Celtics.
Right. If you could take John Collins and him and put them together – you know, that's kind of a nice piece, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, athleticism, transition, pick and roll, and the outside shot that John Collins could never consistently master. That was always the, you know, my argument about giving him the contract extension. So we'll see. It's just the first step. One thing I think a lot of Hawks fans didn't realize is how much Terrence Mann was getting paid. Not an astronomical number, but $15 million is too much for Terrence Mann. Get that off the books the next couple of years, and that frees up some cash to do some of the things I think Hawks fans expecting this team to do. You know, we did talk about it, Larry Nance Jr., something Bob Rathbun brought up, you know, and you do have, you got Mogay, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, we do technically have some size there, but does it evolve and get better in addition to what you got with Porzingis, or do you still try to get some more length tonight in the draft at 13, since you traded your 22nd?
Correct, and that's really the question, as we're going to talk to Anse Sala, guys, general manager for Atlanta Hawks. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, and we're excited about it because hopefully he gives us some insight into some of the things that we're talking about, team building, development, the injury update on some of these guys coming back, including Jalen, and then you talk about what they're going to do tonight. Now, look, I'll tell you guys right now, there's no way, and I'd love him to come on the show and say, hey, here's who we're picking at 13. But he's not going to do that because we may not even keep that pick. He may ultimately trade that pick before the draft starts tonight at 8 o'clock.
Right.
We will find out. Here's where I'm at, though, and we want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. You can text us. Find Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Porzingis can't help this team. But with that said, are you concerned like we are that the injuries that have racked up over the last few years, specifically when he left Dallas, hurt. Gets to the Wizards in a trade, hurt. Last year, hurt. He didn't play but 42 games last year, guys. So, and that's, you know, you're talking about a team that was built for a championship. I just feel like that's the number one concern. But when he's healthy and on the floor, there's no debating Porzingis will be able to help this team.
Right. Since we went to the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's why we get back to the issues. You're right, man. 51 games in 21, 34 games. Yeah, it's just you kind of sit there and you go, yeah. It's a little underwhelming. 57 and 42 the last 2 years. I like it. If this guy was, you know, a little bit more of a player in the paint, you know what I mean, as far as the defensive aspect, which is something we need.
Yeah.
That's why I was banging the drum for guys like Naz Reid or Miles Turner. And that's pie in the sky, because they're likely going to, you know, sign with their own team. We're going to find out. And we'll try to get something out of Ansa Salah. He did say that he's, I mean, at least for the way he answered the question, he's committed to Trey. You know, and knowing that Trey is going to have the opportunity to opt out. But as you said, Trey's probably pretty excited because, you know, healthy or not, this is one of the best players he's had on his team.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I'm curious to see if he shoots 40% clip from the three for us, because he had so many shooters in Boston where right. The floor was spread, and that was their philosophy. That's not our philosophy, right? We run, but we're not shooting threes like Boston. Nobody shot as many threes this season than the Boston Celtics. So my point is, guys, like, you couldn't leave your guy in Boston, right?
Right.
And when they did, now I'm kicking it to Porzingis and he's wide open, because you had all the perimeter players that could shoot threes. And, oh, by the way, a guy named Al Horford could also
right.
shoot them. So I just feel like their makeup is a little bit different. But if you're telling me, like, Quinn Snyder is going to come in this season and go, look, Jalen, shoot more threes. Double O, we saw you shoot threes last year. I need you to shoot more. Trey, do you? Dyson, shoot more threes. Now you're playing Celtic-style basketball. That's a different deal.
But is that – I don't even know what how Quinn uses this guy, to your point.
That's where I'm going.
That's why when we had this conversation, like, was it 3 weeks ago when the Knicks were sniffing around wanting to talk for Quinn Snyder? I'm like, why not? You know, I mean, I know they don't have to go start from scratch in the coaching department, but it's not like we've gotten out of the play-in with Quinn Snyder. What do you want to cover? The injuries and everything else. So, you're right. The style. How much has it changed? Do we hold on to this pick tonight? You know, are we going to go for an athletic big? Do we move him? Do we package it? Are there more trades in the offing? Free agency? Using all the money? I mean, it's funny because this was literally a move that was, in its typical Atlanta sports fashion, there was no unanimity on this with Porzingis last night. Either people loved it or they hated it last night on social media.
Yeah, and look, here in the Hawks' defense, as I said today, for everybody, and I've talked to a lot of people who have been like, they're not completely sold on it. But those are the same people that complain about the Hawks never doing anything.
I saw your tweet. And that's
– never doing
and
anything.
And I love it. If you miss it, you can explain it, but yeah, there's a risk in everything. And sit on your ass and do nothing – we've been doing that. We haven't gotten anywhere.
That's right.
I think no risk it, no biscuit on this.
Well, and my example was, ask any of the teams that have traded for Kevin Durant over the last 4 years. You don't think that, you know, everybody was like, you have to attempt to do something. And so from that standpoint, I will defend the Hawks in saying I like the fact that Salah is being aggressive and he's trying to pull off some of these deals. I don't think he's done. I think this is the start of what may be an interesting offseason, guys, and that includes what may happen down the road with our star. I don't know, but I do like the fact that he's taking some chances. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. It is big news in the NBA with the NBA draft tonight, and we're going to spend plenty of time on it. Lauren Williams is going to join us from the AJC, AJC.com. She covers the Hawks on a daily basis. We're also going to have another NBA expert, Nick Friedel, who stops by, and he'll break down the bigger picture, guys.
Right.
So a lot of draft conversation today here at State Farm Arena. Meanwhile, what about these Braves?
They own the Mets. I mean, they own the Mets. And last night, watching that game, I was saying to myself, man, there's missed opportunities and more horrible at-bats, which leave you screaming at the television. And then all of a sudden, they finally get to the Mets bullpen. And the Mets bullpen has been an unmitigated disaster.
It has.
And so, once again, you saw some of this here at Truist Park last week. and then it happened again last night. If you didn't see the game, starting pitcher was making his first appearance in a while after some rehab starts, and certainly for a while he looked really darn good. And the Mets were really, I mean, the Mets were getting what they wanted from Montas, and then they finally get him out of the box after five innings, and Brazoban did the same thing here.
He did.
Hot garbage. Castillo, they were just an absolute mess. We did get to see Dickie Lovelady.
He showed up last night. You brought it up yesterday on the show. He showed up.
But last night, Iglesias, you know, it's never easy. Always going to be something going on, right, with Iglesias coming in. But I'm with Carl. We really don't really have that closer when you're going back and forth from guys like Lee or Dodd or Iglesias. But, hey, you still won 7-4, and the Mets haven't beat you this year.
That's what's crazy. Out of all the things that have happened this year, the team that looks like they're running away with the division can't find a way to beat us, which is great. Look, we now have done something I did not feel like was going to happen between now and the start of July. Everything single digits, guys.
Right.
9.5 behind the Phillies, 8 behind the Mets now, 6 behind the wild card. Now we're getting into that doable range of, after the All-Star break, can we get ourselves together and be consistent? And if we can, and oh, by the way, credit and kudos to Matt Olson. He's coming. He is starting to heat up, and boy, we need it. I said yesterday, can anybody else help Ronald Acuna? Olson seems like he's starting to heat up. We're going to need all of that, Mike, but this is the good news, guys. The Mets right now, and you know, it's funny. We talk about the Phillies being in our heads. I think we're in the Mets' heads right now. They've struggled specifically against us. We're 5-0. We'll let you hear Brian Snicker coming up on the show about being 5-0. But the bottom line is, Mike, they have no way or can't find a way to beat us. 9 walks last night, by the way, for the Mets. They walked 9 Braves last night.
Same thing they were doing down here at Truist, and Strider with 8 strikeouts. You know, he did struggle at times. But, hey, man, we know that you know, the Mets got some home run pop in that lineup and the ability to get the ball out of the infield. I still thought last night a nice sign for Ozzie Albies. And that was, he got the ball, Carl, out of the infield.
Yes,
Ozzie did. And it was a sack fly. And the way he's been popping out to short, I'll take it. So that was a shot in the arm. But if you can ever figure out Harris and Ozzie, you know, and Ozuna's kind of cooled off a little bit too, then I think we'll be in a good place.
I'm with you. We got work to do, though. We're coming back. We've got the daily download on the way. We're live at State Farm Arena, guys. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. We just got word of another rumor that's out there. You know, I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. You may or may not like this one either. We'll tell you what the rumor is when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.